This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
That's okay. This is not a Trump rally. Okay. All right. I agree with you, Matt. I agree. Nice talking to you.
That just highlights the beginning of the Democrats' problem, because they have so many. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Joe Biden getting heckled. Don't touch kids, you pervert. The KevinJacksonShow.com. Holy cow. Don't touch kids, you pervert. Look, don't touch the economy, you perverts. Don't touch foreign policy, you perverts. You could use any of that, and you would be more than within your responsibility, if you will, to speak to Democrats this way. Wow. Joe Biden, the Democrats' number one candidate, getting heckled. By the way, his rally was attended by dozens. I want you to just picture Donald Trump going to Iowa and campaigning anywhere. He could campaign in a cornfield, and he would have 10 times the audience of all the Democratic candidates combined. You know, the party of the lynching of Negroes, the Democrats. Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about, because, hey, we're still getting bombed, right? Before we get into that, let me tell you what Buck Sexton tweeted. He says, if someone told you a week ago that Trump would get the media and Democrats to mourn the loss of an Iranian terrorist with hundreds of American soldiers' blood on his hands, you might have thought it was impossible. But here we are. Here we are. Another person, he tweeted this, Democrats would have defended bin Laden if Trump killed him. Is this not true? These people are spot on. Look, I want you to understand, folks, you who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show and other shows like mine, you aren't the only ones who get it. Many people get it. They understand exactly where we are. Again, welcome to the newbies, to Truth Radio, all the new markets that have picked up the show. I don't even bother to try to figure out who's picking it up or whatever, but welcome to you. Because you are listening to Truth Radio, opinionated, educated, and dare I say, clever. And here's what I love about our show. We make you think. That's our job. My job isn't to, part of it is to regale you with the various stories and, you know, and of course to give you some rapier wit as to what's going on. But the real job is to wake up those brain cells of yours that have been dulled, that have been put on Ritalin or some form of a hallucinogenic or other drug that has made you essentially deaden your sensibilities. You no longer believe in yourself. You no longer trust yourself. I want you to trust yourself. You are amazing people. You have insight and intellect that the left wishes they had. They are so jealous of you, they can't even see straight. They're jealous of you. They're jealous of your significant others. They're jealous of your children. They're jealous of your jobs. They're jealous of everything about you, even when they theoretically are doing better than you. I'll use Holly Weirdos as an example. These are people that should not have a care in the world. They are doing something that most people would go, why are you getting paid millions of dollars to do that? These athletes making crazy money, right? These singers. Millions of dollars, endorsements and everything. And you know what? They can't be happy. You are proof that money does not buy you happiness. You're proof of it. I'm not saying you haven't done well for yourselves, but you haven't done what these people do. You haven't done as well as De Niro. You haven't done as well as LeBron James or Stephen Curry or some of these other butt clowns that are out there talking smack about you. But you know what? You're markedly happier. They can play in their pro-am golf tournaments and go sailing on each other's yachts and go party. And what all that stuff is a salve for their dark souls. A salve. Anyway, moving on. Where's all this talk of impeachment? Oh, I know. Iran bombed Iraq. They sent 15 big bombs over to Iraq. We're going to get into that. Don't worry about it. We got plenty to talk about today, folks. I want to break this stuff down for you. The news is the news. You've already heard it before you get to my show. I don't worry about when the news breaks because we're going to give you some more insights. So where is this talk of impeachment? I'm missing two words from the media cycle. I'm missing Russian collusion. I'm missing Ukrainian, they were trying to hold it. What's the word I'm looking for? I've been searching for words all day. I don't know. My brain is having a bit of is flushed. But where's this Ukrainian intimidation? How about that? How about that one? Two words. What about whistleblower? That's only one word. Okay, what about the whistleblower? That's two words. Where's all this talk? Yeah. Democrats don't want to bring this stuff up because it's going nowhere. We'll talk a little bit about why Nancy Pelosi still won't send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. You want to know why? Let me give you the quick answer. She's embarrassed. She's embarrassed. And she knows it isn't going to go well. We know the outcome. The Senate's not going to impeach Trump. Let me tell you. The Democrats now have a new strategy. They are hoping that Iran can kick Donald Trump, a.k.a. the United States, butt politically and certainly militarily to make him look bad so they can take over in power and then bring us back into the Dark Ages. Yeah, I'm talking about the baby black Jesus Dark Ages where we were buying our way into prosperity with money that we don't have. That's what they want. So they're cheering for the other side. And if you don't believe me, listen to this program today and tell me that I'm lying, okay? Donald Trump, folks, didn't just signal Iran when he bombed the bleep out of Soleimani. He signaled Democrats that he is leader of the free world. And here's what I want you to understand. The next series of bombs that Trump drops are going to be dropped on the head of the Democrats. Now, we can ignore, he's making a distraction. Let me tell you, Donald Trump doesn't need a distraction. The Democrats need a distraction. And when, look, here we come. Here's Kevin, the broken record. When John Durham starts releasing this information, you're going to get the real scoop, folks. We got a lot to talk about. Keep it here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I've been talking about Ricky Gervais and the reason he hosted the Golden Globes. And it made me, when Donald Trump bombed Soleimani, it made me think about really what Ricky Gervais did during the Golden Globes. He dropped bombs on Hollyweird. And the fallout continues. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. And look, we are going to talk a lot about Iran and the bombings and all this other stuff. So hang in there. I want to give you a lot more food for thought as you're considering what's happening in the world. So Ricky Gervais goes on and he says to these Holly weirdos, stop being so full of yourselves. Come up, get your trophies, and stop making all your political statements. They did it anyway. One girl was proud. Said she owes her career to abortions. Something like that. I don't watch that kind of nonsense. Most of you don't either. That's why their ratings were so low. I talked the other day. Ricky Gervais's clip got more views than the entire Golden Globes. Watching rich elitists give themselves trophies. That's all that it is. Anyway, the fallout of this has been huge. And Ricky Gervais didn't just drop a regular bomb. He dropped a nuclear bomb. Here's what one person tweeted. after, and it was about the quote, the thing that Gervais said. He said, that awkward moment when a mad lad calls out a room full of pedophiles. Whoa! Man, Hollywood got on notice. See, we've already known. We know the Harvey Weinsteins and the Kevin Spaceys and all that. They exist in droves out there. And a comedian gets up and he calls them out. So he's been under attack. I've talked about it. And the reason why I'm bringing this stuff up is the same reason why I bring up Kanye and Kim Kardashian. These are pop culture figures that when they get woke, things begin to happen. So here's what happened. He got attacked. Gervais did on, and here's what he said. 4 points. One, simply pointing out whether someone is left or right isn't winning the argument. Two, if a joke is good enough, it can be enjoyed by anyone. Three, it's not all about you. Four, just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right. Now, these could be rules to live by. See, because when I'm having a discussion with somebody, I tell them, I don't care whether you're left or right. I don't care. Look, I am conservative by nature. There are many things that views that I hold that some people could say are liberal in view. But I'm a staunch conservative by nature. And I'm willing to listen to people's views on things, but where I know I'm right, I'm done. You know, it isn't like I got to this age by just being whimsical. I know what I think. I understand why I think it. I don't have to have any, there's no more retrospection or introspection for me to go, oh my gosh, I know how I feel about abortion, the killing of kids, the killing of terrorists, open border, whatever. You're not going to change my mind. And it doesn't matter whether you're left or right. And I can make a good case non-politically about it. Number two, if a joke is good enough, it will be enjoyed by anyone. There are the biggest joke you can have that is a joke on yourself. I do a lot of self-deprecating humor when I do stand-up because it's funny to talk about yourself like, man, see, this one time, I could not do this or that. Those are funny. That is when you can laugh at yourself, then it means you can attack anything out there because you're willing to be vulnerable. Number three, it is not all about you, Copernicus. The world does not revolve around you. And probably the best one, just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right. Many things can offend somebody. Things that you don't. Let me tell you, the number of times somebody's come back and said, yeah, well, Kevin, he was offended by such and such. And I go, I didn't really say anything. It wasn't an attack on them. Look, as a person who was like that to some degree, defensive, somebody would make a comment, well, look at him over there talking about this, as if the comment was about you. That's like going to church and saying, man, the preacher was preaching to me. No, he wasn't. He was preaching to everybody. You take what you want. Anyway, another comedian tweeted this. He said, I'm offended by that should be a taboo statement. You should be ashamed to say it for the most part. I'm offended by that. So what? He had stronger words like F off. So, you know, we are finally at a point in America where we're forcing the left to put on their big boy pants. You're going to be offended, right? We have proven to them that when you take someone who deals with you with reality, I'm talking about a Donald Trump who says, hey, they're bringing over drug smugglers and drug dealers and human traffickers into Mexico from Mexico into the United States. These bad Mexicans, and you don't go, oh my gosh, he's condemning all Mexicans. No, he's not. He was very specific. When he talks about terror groups and saying, these are the countries that are bringing in the most terrorists we need to ban. Oh, he's anti-Muslim. He's Islamophobic. No, he's not. He's being very specific about who he's banning. He's not shipping out Mexicans or Muslims out of the United States. If you're a good person with good heart and you believe in the American spirit, Donald Trump embraces you. So does most of America. If you don't, get the heck out. Go be offended somewhere else. And you better be fortunate that we have a president willing to respond to the nonsense of the world, because the world is a cruel place. And the beacon on the hill, the shining light on the hill, is America. Period. We're the ones who deal with the cruelty and teach the rest of the world how not to be cruel. It isn't Britain. It isn't France. It isn't Germany or any other place. It is America. God has given us that. I don't care what you believe. I can tell you this. I see a miracle in the country of America forming. It is almost the impossibility of that of the universe forming, that we can have a country so beautiful, so willing to accept its flaws and correct them all the time without losing its soul, keeping that American spirit. And so Donald Trump, there is no better person. I don't care. Look, I'm not a Trumper in any kind of way. What I am is a realist, and there is no person, no singular person I can think of who could have done a better job at being president of the United States. And here's what I'll tell you. The left knows it too. So we get big news, right? Donald Trump bombs Soleimani, sends him to go meet his virgins, which aren't going to be nearly as pretty as he thinks. And then Iran bombs the U.S., and we're told 30 troops were killed. And now the Democrats, oh, it's retaliation, and oh my gosh, the lamestream network led, rightfully so, with this story. And, of course, you knew there was more to it because you know that the media is doing us no favors. They don't want to deliver the truth. The media want, oh, now it's begun. World War III, Armageddon, and I'm going to get into that too because that's the sensationalism that the left wants to put out there every time Donald Trump does something. Oh my gosh, we're going to be in a war. We've been in a war. We are in multiple wars on multiple fronts, and I talked about it the other day. The biggest is the culture war that we fight brother against brother or brother against whatever pronoun they want to use.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's prepared to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week. In a letter to House colleagues, Pelosi says she has instructed Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler to prepare a resolution to appoint House managers for the Senate impeachment trial. The House managers will prosecute the impeachment trial in the Senate. After the resolution is passed, the articles of impeachment would be formally sent to the Senate. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the airstrike taking out top Iranian terrorist Qasem Soleimani was a necessity due to imminent threats.
I don't know exactly which minute. We don't know exactly which day it would have been executed, but it was very clear. Qasem Soleimani himself was plotting a broad, large-scale attack against American interests, and those attacks were imminent.
Pompeo speaking at the White House, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You dropped the bomb on me, baby. You dropped the bomb on me, and you turned me up, baby.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Let's hope the Gap Band doesn't sue me for that spectacular rendition of You Dropped the Bomb. Now, why am I talking about dropping bombs? Because bombs are being dropped. Soleimani got a bomb dropped on him. Iran dropped symbolic bombs. I'll get to that in just a second. Ricky Gervais dropped a bomb on Hollyweird. And Donald Trump is about to drop a bunch of bombs on the Democrats. Happy New Year. Have I said Happy New Year to you today? Happy New Year. Happy freaking New Year. 2020, the year of vision, the year of hindsight. Many Democrats are getting woke, as they like to say. So Iran drops a bunch of bombs on Iraq. And all the news media, we're under attack. They've dropped bombs and this, that, and the other. 30 people were killed. CNN was featured on Fars TV. That's the Iranian-controlled propaganda TV station. And it's only fitting that they would choose fake news CNN. MSNBC reported immediately casualties. Iranians killed. Military, U.S. military people killed. And then we found out, well, nobody was killed. These were 15 ceremonial missiles for all intents and purposes. And guess what? Nobody was killed intentionally. When you're targeting people and you're just going to drop these, I mean, think about it. These are, we're not talking about fireworks here, folks. We're talking about bombs. So if you're going to target Iraq, there are plenty of places you can send those bombs to make sure people are killed, including the U.S. base that currently exists there. But you know what the Iranians did? They dropped bombs all around. It's like putting a shot over the bow. Here's what a buddy of mine tweeted. First pass on today's events. No casualties means zero escalation. Ceremonial attack with Iran using primitive missiles and disinformation to rally Tehran. We neutralized Soleimani, their most revered military leader. After all the tough talk, Iran blinked. Big win for POTUS with foreign policy. And it is exactly that. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. You can see more, hear more, I should say, at thekevinjacksonshow.com. Yep. Tough talk by the Iranians.
We will hurt Donald Trump in the most effective way. Don't you bother. We will kill him like the mother goat that he blinks with, you know. There will be more escalation. We will kill him in 50 ways till Monday afternoon. They're like, oh, we're going to get him.
Yeah, and then they drop 15, whatever, 12, 15, 25 ceremonial bombs that hit nothing, that hit ground. For all intents and purposes, I did a better, I bombed, the Iraq. Nothing happened. But the Democrats over here, ooh, it's escalating, y'all. Yeah, I'll tell you what. You better watch out, man. Let me tell you why it hit nothing. Because if Iran hit any American troops or had any collateral damage to Iraqis, the cake would be not the only thing to hit the fan. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. We value your opinion. We encourage you to find your opinion. Peace through strength, folks. It worked for Reagan, and it'll work on steroids for Donald Trump. Because while Reagan was a no-nonsense guy, ready to use our military, Donald Trump understands war better than anybody. And here's the big deal. Here's what nobody in the media wants to talk about. And unfortunately, I'm not on Fox anymore, because those morons fired me over a tweet. But what nobody's explaining is how Donald Trump decimated the Iranian economy, even as Barack Obama propped it up. I know it's $100 billion, $150 billion Barack Obama gave to the Iranians to continue to further terror, but let me tell you what, in the scheme of things, that's not a lot of money. Not when you can freeze it. Donald Trump has done more to make sure the Iranian economy is not prepared for a war than anybody, and nobody wants to talk about it. And then the second part of it is, he built up America's military. He did it in a time, over the last 3 years, America's military has had a resurgence. It's not focused on LGBT BS nonsense. It's focused on doing what it is supposed to do, doing its job.
And the threats, they don't sleep. They're watching our every move. Iran, Russia, China, North Korea, ISIS, Al-Qaeda. They may be watching this right now. Our military should not be mistaken for a cable news gabfest show. We don't care what you look like. We don't care who you voted for, who you worship, what you worship, who you love. It doesn't matter if your dad left you millions when he died or if he knew who your father was. We have been honed into a machine of lethal moving parts that you would be wise to avoid if you know what's good for you. We will not be intimidated. We will not back down. We've seen war. We don't want war. But if you want war with the United States of America, there's one thing I can promise you, so help me God. Someone else will raise your sons and daughters.
That was Staff Sergeant Belavia, who essentially said what any proud American would say. Here's the thing about fighting, coming from a person who's a fighter. A person who grew up believing that he had to fight over stupid stuff, because when you grow up in a black community and you're poor and you're a young man, you will fight over stupid stuff. But when I figured out what was worth fighting for, I stopped fighting for nonsense. But when I do fight, I fight with all the gusto. Put a Tasmanian devil with a two-headed crocodile, and maybe you would get close to what I do when I fight. Because when it's time to fight, I'm going to fight you to the death. That's why all these leftists that talk smack, they get the word very quickly. Kevin isn't playing. Donald Trump isn't playing. Our military isn't playing. It is finally back to doing what it is supposed to do. It is supposed to protect this country. I will protect my family, my friends, this country, the things that are important to me. I will fight in an instant. Anything else is noise. It's noise. I don't care. And then the left wants to talk about stuff. Talk about whatever you want. But when you get to the point where you've threatened any of the things that I hold near and dear, that's the end of it. And that is the way Donald Trump treats this nation. And Sergeant Belavia, Staff Sergeant Belavia, he's speaking for many of us. Let me tell you, if you heard him say that and you didn't get a sense of pride that this guy said, look, somebody else is going to raise your sons and daughters if you pick a fight. That is exactly how I feel if you get me to the point that I have to fight. I tell you, I've warned many people. I don't know if they have kids, but I've warned many a guy. I said, I don't know what you do for a living, but if we engage, you will no longer do that for a living. That's what I'm telling you. Now, you can walk away and you can tell the story any way you want. But if we engage, that all ends. And they walk away. And it is, and I want to be very clear. I have never in my life picked a fight, even when I was a radical. I never picked one. And I never will. So anyway, the Iranian foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, said Tehran does not seek escalation or war. After it launched more than a dozen missiles at these two Iraqi bases that were housing troops and coalition forces that hit nothing, here's what he said. Iran took and concluded proportionate measures in self-defense under Article 51 of the UN Charter, targeting base from which cowardly armed attack our citizens and senior official were launched. I mean, that I didn't say that in broken English. That's what he wrote. That's what he tweeted. We do not seek escalation of war, but we will defend ourselves against any aggression by dropping bombs where nobody is. And what it is a signal to Donald Trump, and it's a signal to the world that Iran is a paper tiger. I tweeted out, if Donald Trump wants to initiate a fight with Iran, they don't have enough military might to last a month. That's it. The missiles they dropped, look, there's even speculation, were the missiles such duds that they just didn't hit? It's a possibility. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out. Now, I will tell you from my own personal common sense perspective, if I was Iran, I would respond back with something that didn't escalate it by not hitting anything. That's exactly what I would do, because it gives you the idea of, we responded back, you know, we're doing with our part to do whatever, but I would make sure I did not kill anybody, which means really you're a chicken. Because let me tell you, you do not want the United States mad at you. And Donald Trump.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, I so would hate to be a Democrat today. Woo! I mean, it's bad enough you got to live with the legacy of the party of lynching of Negroes. But, you know, today, seeing all the things that the Democrats, the hatred of the country, that, get this, the hatred of a country that has made more minority millionaires and multimillionaires, more women millionaires, multimillionaires, billionaires than any country in the world. You can achieve whatever you want here, and they hate it. They hate this country. A country that was built, you know, here's what they're telling you they hate. They hate the country that was built on the backs of slaves the backs of the poor. It built the best, most industrialized country in the world that provides more humanitarian effort, more protection or anything. They hate it. And they don't hate it because of who America is. They hate it because they can't run it into the ground. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Democrats hate you. They hate your president. They decry everything that you stand for and that Donald Trump is doing. They hate it. They hate you for doing it. Leftists cry with everything that Donald Trump does. Armageddon, or in the case of Iran, World War III is going to break out. No, it isn't. Russia doesn't care what happens to Iran. China doesn't care what happens to Iran. No country in Europe cares what happens to Iran. They all know what Iran's been doing. Most of the world community would love to see Iran put into its little bucket, you know, and wrangled, which is what Trump is doing. And that's why in the real world, there's no outcry for this. People know exactly what Soleimani was doing. They know what Iran's been doing. So the Democrats, it's World War III. No, it isn't. It's going to be the United States and a coalition of troops, if we need them and we don't, against a little bitty country who, thanks to President Trump, has been decimated financially. They can't fight a war. Oh, we're going to get into this prolonged war. They cry about everything. After Iran bombed Iraq, hitting nothing, I want to tell you what leftists awoke to. No Armageddon, no World War III. Donald Trump is still your president. Donald Trump still hasn't been impeached. And even if he were impeached and it was sent to the Senate, it's going to die. It's DOA. Here's what you woke to, you leftist pukes. You woke to an American stock market that is still breaking records. An economy that is the best the world has ever known. I want you to think, if Donald Trump had inherited an economy that had no debt, where would we be? We would probably be going in the negative. What do you think would happen if Donald Trump was governing unfettered? A guy who has nothing in his heart except to make America great, and the Democrats were actually on the same page and willing to help. Democrats know if they help Donald Trump, their party is over. That's why they won't do it. Those of you out there who are wishful thinking, hoping it's going to happen, it will not happen. Through 2020, Democrats are going to try to torpedo Donald Trump. They're going to try to torpedo the economy. They are going to lie, cheat, steal. They will burn down the city if it means preventing Trump from having a second term. And when Donald Trump gets reelected, don't think they won't spend the next 4 years trying to get rid of him. America, folks, woke up. After the Iranian bombing of nothing, they woke up to a country full of people who are happier than they've ever been in decades. They are more financially solvent than they've ever been in decades. They have better jobs, better job mobility than they had in decades. They are getting higher salaries than they've gotten in decades. They are going to the doctor, finally, because they have health insurance they can actually use. And they woke up to a party, the party of lynching of Negroes, that would be the Democrats, who is more scared than ever. And I love how these Democrats react. Oh, they get very prayerful in times like this. Joe Biden tweeted this: I'm going to hold off on commenting on the news tonight until we know more. But there is one thing I will say. Jill and I are keeping our troops and Americans overseas in our prayers. We hope you'll keep them in yours. Well, hey, Joe, here's a little memo for you. I keep Americans overseas and not overseas in my prayers. I keep all Americans in our prayers. In fact, I pray for the world. Joe Biden doesn't even know how to pray. Funny how many leftists pretend to love the military and, quote, keep them in their prayers in times like this. I was looking at the stories on this, and here's one of them. At a campaign event in Brooklyn, New York on Tuesday night, Senator Elizabeth Warren said, "We have to start on a sober note. For any of you who haven't been able to follow, within the last hour, the Iranian government has announced that it has sent missiles to attack our military bases in Iraq. I love how she does this. My three brothers all served in the military. Elizabeth, when are you going to quit saying that? She continued, at this moment, my heart and my prayers are with all the members of the military and with their families in Iraq and all around the world. This is a reminder of why we need to de-escalate tension in the Middle East. The American people do not want a war with Iran. It's funny how these appeasement people have allowed Iran to run roughshod over us, actually paying them off and hoping Iran is going to capitulate. We finally have a foreign policy where somebody knows what the heck is going on. And it's Donald Trump. Here's the next one, by the way, on their thought. They're in our prayers. Cory Booker, former Mayor Pete Buttigieg, former Governor of Massachusetts Deval Patrick, Senator Amy Klobuchar, all posted notes of gratitude and concern for members of the U.S. military impacted by tensions in Iraq and Iran. Here's what they wrote. Praying for the safety of our troops and personnel in Iraq right now. Because we all know how much the Democrats love our military and how much they love their living God, right? Yeah. Well, they might as well be praying over a line of cocaine, as far as I'm concerned, or a needle full of heroin. Because I don't believe they have a bone in their body where they truly believe in God and truly want to do God's work. I think, did we talk about Patton Oswalt? He's a comedian that hates us. And he was in a Twitter battle with some guy, and then he did research on the guy. And he found out the guy was very ill, and he says, look, I would normally go after this guy, blah, 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 but it turns out he's very ill, and he says, I'm going to be the first to fund his GoFundMe page, and then I hope you do the same. And everybody's like, oh, look at Patton Oswalt. Let me tell you something. I don't know what Patton Oswalt gave the guy on his GoFundMe page, but I'll tell you this, it wasn't Jack. It wasn't Jack of what he could do. If Patton Oswalt wants to get involved, he could go meet the guy. He could say, you know what, man? I know what you're struggling with. I'm going to donate millions to help you. And the other thing that Patton Oswalt could have done is he could have done it without making a big hoopla about it. And Melissa was telling me, I think it's a great thing that he did that. And I went, look, I'm not going to give him any credit. I know how these leftists operate. For him, it's another thing to make him look good. You know how many acts of kindness people like you do every day that go unheralded? Millions. You're not looking for accolades. You're just looking for the good thing of helping a person and knowing that they've been helped. That's all you care about. But boy, you know, these people go out there with, oh my gosh, I'm such a good person. See, and God works in mysterious ways. They pull. Look, go back and look at all the times Nancy Pelosi's been in trouble, and then she invokes God, invokes her Catholicism. I'm offended by you for this being over. I am a good Catholic. They're not fooling me. Speaking of Nancy Pelosi, closely monitoring the situation. She gets a call from the vice president. She ignores the call because she's at a party. Closely monitoring the situation following bombings targeting U.S. troops. We must ensure the safety of our servicemen, including ending needless provocations from the administration and demanding that Iran cease its violence. America and world cannot afford war. That's what Pelosi sent out. Well, I'll put it to you this way. If she's monitoring this war, she's monitoring it like Obama and Clinton monitored Benghazi. Because when I remember, Barack Obama was partying with Jay-Z and Hillary was sleeping through her 3 a.m. alarm. Because she wasn't monitoring Jack. She doesn't care about the military. She doesn't care about God or the Catholic religion or any other religion. She cares about herself.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.